It's December, Christmas time. Do you know what you believe about Christmas? For those who believe something special about Christmas, we'll be talking about that all this month. It is important what you believe about Christmas and what Christmas means. And I believe those people live accordingly. They have a lot to celebrate. And they enjoy the celebration. And they share that celebration with anyone and everyone. We have statements of faith that we affirm each time we get together here at Daleville Christian Church. This one from 1 Timothy in the 2nd chapter. God, our Savior, wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time. Bible reading for today is from Luke's Gospel in the 2nd chapter, where you will find one of the birth reports about Jesus' birth. This is after Jesus was born and he's being presented in the temple, as is custom, in fulfillment of the celebrations of Jesus' people, the Jews, who have a new son. Beginning the 2nd chapter, verse 22 through verse 32. When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him, that is Jesus, to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. That is, it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ, that is, the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took Jesus in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. I share God's word as Jesus was talking to the disciples after his resurrection. And at that point, the disciples were very befuddled because of Jesus' death, even though Jesus had told them it was going to take place. And Jesus said to them, how foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Jesus will refer to the Old Testament scriptures concerning the Messiah in Luke's Gospel three times. All of this had been written down, and it was going to happen. How foolish you are, and slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Now, Christmas was a big deal in my family growing up. Anytime I was on school vacation was a big deal to me. I loved being home. Books would not interest me until I was much older. In addition to being at home, there were wonderful things going on at home. Cookie baking, cookie decorating, candy making. Eventually, by the time I was in college, my folks were putting together 30-some boxes of candies and goodies to be delivered to friends and neighbors. While my siblings and I were growing up, we were the major beneficiaries of the McManus kitchen. Now, from what I read about my own baby boomer history, most baby boomers' Christmases were pretty special. The economy was perking along. There were tons of children. The baby boomers and the development of plastics for toy making kept toy companies creative and busy in full production. Almost every store in town had a toy section at Christmas. Toys from the Deluxe Reading Corporation were exclusively sold in supermarkets. Kids of my generation were never running around the supermarkets at Christmas. We stood standing, staring, and gazing at the top shelf of the supermarket where the toys were displayed. But before I start tearing up at my Christmas remembrances, let me ask you about Christmas gifts. Did you have a list for Santa Claus? Was there usually one particular gift that you hoped that you would receive on Christmas Day? Was there one gift that you particularly longed for and wanted to receive on Christmas Day? Or were Christmas gifts a complete surprise? Or did you enjoy the fact that there would be some surprises either under the tree or in your Christmas stocking on Christmas morning? Were gifts the important part of Christmas for you? I believe that the gifts were the most important part of Christmas for most children when I was growing up. And for some children, it wasn't the toys that were so much fun as it was the boxes the toys came in, because the boxes had their own play value. Gifts are still important to me. Dr. Gary Chapman says that gifts are their own love language. There are those who give and receive gifts easily because they express love. They don't have to be spectacular gifts, although most of us would say the spectacular gifts are pretty special. But the gift could be handmade or baked, or simply a piece of a memory, a photograph, a ticket. My old girlfriend from high school, the one I like to call my crazy ex-girlfriend, my parents later agreed, she was crazy. Years later, after high school, her house, the house she grew up in, burned down. I still had a number of photos of the two of us from school, from prom, from ball games. Once the internet and Facebook were up and running, I was able to send those same images to her. It only cost me a little time, but she had not had those pictures available to her for decades. It was a gift that some of us might not think about being special, but to her and to me, it was a special gift. So why all this talk about gifts? Gifts that are hoped for, wished for, and those gifts which are longed for, and those gifts which are a complete surprise to us, because God so loved the world that God gave. God so loved the world that God gave a gift. God so loved the world, the Bible says, that God gave his only begotten Son. The gift of his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall have eternal life. God loved us so much to give us his Son, Jesus, and then we killed Jesus. You and I didn't kill Jesus personally, but I'm also not naive about how I might have reacted if I had been standing there myself 2,000 years ago. Would I have listened? How would I have read the scriptures back then? Now, Jesus was killed for many reasons, according to the Gospels, but we can say that the one common reason that Jesus was killed is this. We didn't know that Jesus was a gift. People didn't know that Jesus was a gift. People didn't know that Jesus was the gift of the Messiah, or Jesus was not the Messiah that they were expecting. Or Jesus was not the Messiah they thought they wanted. When we read the gospel records, we see that the disciples did not understand any number of things that Jesus did and said. And here in our Bible verse for the day, Jesus states pointedly and clearly, "How foolish you are and slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken." Jesus could have said the same things about what Jesus himself spoke to them. Had not Jesus told them not once but three times he was going, what was going to happen in the city of Jerusalem when they got there? That he would be handed over to sinful men, abused, and then crucified? But they couldn't hear it. Jesus told Peter that Peter would forsake him. Jesus talked about this denial right after Peter had insisted Peter would even die for Jesus. And all the disciples chimed in and said, "Yes, Lord, we would all die for you." But the Bible is also very clear that when Jesus was arrested, all the disciples forsook Jesus and fled. They abandoned Jesus and then they ran like a herd of white-tailed deer. Jesus stated pointedly and clearly, "How foolish you are and slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken." Jesus would later go back over all the scriptures concerning himself so that the disciples could then teach people about how exactly Jesus fulfilled the prophet's expectation of a Messiah. Jesus' people were expecting a gift from God, a Messiah. The Lord God had sent saviors before Jesus, like Moses and in many ways David as king, whose house was to be established forever, a man, a king after the Lord God's own heart. And then 500 years later, the prophet spoke of the Lord God himself would show up. The prophet Haggai declared, "The Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts." So the Lord will come to the messenger. The Lord will come in the messenger of the covenant. And what might that be like? What will a messenger of the covenant be like? Be like Moses? Maybe. But then the prophet Malachi asked these questions. Since the Lord God himself is going to show up, who may abide the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire. A fire? Refiner's fire? Hot enough to separate rock and metal? Who indeed would be able to withstand such an appearance? You begin to understand how Jesus' own people might severely question whether this man Jesus really could be the Messiah. Even John the Baptizer sent disciples to ask the question, "Jesus, are you the one whose coming we have been expecting, or shall we look for another?" Some folks even thought John the Baptizer was the Messiah. Acts chapter 13, as John was completing his work, he said, "Who do you suppose I am? I am not the one you are looking for. But there is one coming after me whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." John would call Jesus a lamb who had come to take away the sin of the world. We have to wonder if anyone understood anything John said that day. Jesus, a lamb? Jesus is clearly a man, not a young sheep. Take away sin? Well, there were plenty of ideas back then about how that was going to happen. Some thought the Messiah would throw out all the sinful people, starting with the Romans. Or maybe some thought they would be led out to start a new community, leave the Romans behind. That's how the Messiah might purify his people, right? Well, that's what some people who were there that day gave thought to. So we have to turn the question to you at Christmas time. What do you want in your Messiah? What do you expect at Christmas in the gift of the Messiah? Is the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, the gift you had been hoping for? Is the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, the gift you had been wanting? Prophet Ezekiel had said, "I will save them from all their sinful backsliding, and I will cleanse them. They will be my people, and I will be their God." And the angel told Joseph in a dream, Matthew chapter 1, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save people from their sins." He will save his people from their sins. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Is that what you want? For Jesus to save you from your sins? Many people don't want that at all. Most people want to be saved from their sinful neighbors, right? Most people want their sinful neighbors removed, saved from their neighbors, as in the blessing, God bless and keep them far away from us. Because people usually don't want their sinful neighbors' sins forgiven. You remember Jonah. Jonah was not going to preach to the people in Nineveh because Jonah knew that those people would repent and God would not destroy the people of Nineveh. That is not what Jonah wanted. Jonah wanted those Ninevites to get what they deserved, God's justice and retribution, not God's forgiveness. Then Jonah had to repent, didn't he? After a few nights inside a huge fish. Jonah figured it out. God's gifts sometimes are gifts Jonah didn't even want people to have. We have to ask you again. The Heavenly Father so loved the world that God gave. God gave his Son, Jesus, to save us from our sins. What gift or gifts do you want from the Heavenly Father? Are there gifts you expect from the Lord? Are there gifts you look forward to from the Lord? Let Jesus speak to that. When the men came to Jesus, they said, John the Baptist sent us to you to ask, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else? And at that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. So Jesus replied to the messengers, go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight. The lame walk. Those who have leprosy are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. And the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Do you need any of that? Do you need any of that this Christmas? Do these gifts sound like anything you're hoping for this Christmas? The Bible says that our God loves you so much to give to you Jesus. I can't be sure what you do expect under the Christmas tree this year. But our God is a good giver of gifts. Look for those gifts from God with your name on them. Amen.